children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Family really does matter, and many times families have loved ones that have mental health issues or addiction, and that's why it's so important that we continue with these conversations on the radio and that you take whatever you hear, our listeners, that we speak about every week, and take it to your tables, to your friends, so that they get the help that they may need as well from MASC. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. Kids of all ages, all stages. Doesn't have to be elementary age only. It could be high school. It could be a married child. It could be for yourself, your loved one, your spouse. So our number is 718-758-0400. It's a confidential helpline from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, Friday till an hour before Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, we are even open until 11 p.m., hour after Shabbos till 11 p.m., all day Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We are a referral agency that offers support. We have support groups facilitated by professionals. We offer referrals for therapists of all mental health issues and addictions, including inpatient and outpatient clinics, with wonderful therapists working at these clinics today. We have with us on tonight a very dear friend and colleague, Abe Chera, who is the intake coordinator for so many years at SAFE, and the SAFE Foundation in Brooklyn, an outpatient clinic that Abe will be talking about. So firstly, I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for being on, Abe. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you to the MASC team for having me on. It's always a pleasure to work with you guys, and we love the work that MASC. We get plenty of referrals from MASC, and we're happy to help.
Absolutely, and I'd like to also welcome on my new dear friend, and that is Lee. Hi, Lee, in the background. She is
awesome.
Oh, good. You're on. Great.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Good.
Thanks
good.
So much.
Hi. Good. Good luck to you as well. SAFE does wonderful work with very motivated clients and their families, and I'd like to really talk about that after we describe what SAFE is. So, Abe, can you just tell everyone, where are you, what are you, and what sort of clients do come through your door, please?
So, SAFE, we've been around for about 17 years. We're a licensed, non-for-profit, drug, alcohol, and gambling outpatient facility. So we specialize in working with the Jewish community, but we're licensed by OASIS, so whoever calls us at the 800 number, we're happy to help. We have several different tracks of treatment at SAFE. We have tracks that we work with people that are struggling with drugs, alcohol, or gambling, and we have separate treatment for family members because research shows how much addiction affects the family, and we have many family members come on their own, whether their loved one is here in treatment, out of treatment, doesn't matter. We still help family members. And when people come in for their own help, for drugs, alcohol, and gambling, we always encourage, invite the family members to come while their loved one is in treatment. We have
That's a very important piece that I just want to highlight. So I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, interrupting. Research shows when there's a loving, healthy, educated family member involved in this, in the loved one's treatment, the rates of success really go up significantly.
Right. And that's that educated consumer, like Cy Sims used to advertise. Well, the same thing with drugs, alcohol, or all mental health issues.
Whoa.
You know, parents call, they want to get their loved one or their spouse, you know, some treatment, and they need to understand that it's not just about that person struggling. They must also learn about their loved one's struggles in order to help them for prevention of relapse, recognizing things, etc. And lots of time, families enable their loved one, the client, whomever that may be, and it's important that family members understand the treatment that the loved one is, going to, and understand the way. I do want to recognize the founder, Ike Dweck, who is MIA too much in my life. He is so busy, but when we started MASC, when he started the SAFE Foundation, we worked so closely all the years, and I want to say a special yashar koach to him for finding the founding member of the SAFE Foundation and for all the hard work that he does in reference to helping families with drugs and gambling and alcohol, et cetera, all addiction.
Thank you. I just left out one little piece I'm just remembering. I should have been more prepared. We also have a whole outreach team when it's appropriate for the outreach team. We are clinically supervised to do outreach meetings outside of SAFE if there is a need.
Right. And Abe has been called on many a times for a MASC family member where they'll meet on a bench or in a coffee shop or wherever they decide to make it just a more comfortable initial conversation, because usually people don't want to go to treatment because they're happy self-medicating. They're happy on their drugs or their alcohol. So it's usually family members that are pushing their loved one to go into treatment. So, Abe, let's get right to it. There is a card that we have that has 20 questions on it. And I really want to read the 20 questions to start the conversation. But before I do that, I would like to just mention that Purim is around the corner. It's such a fun and exciting day for all of us. But then there are those that are struggling. They may be in recovery, and the alcohol is all out there. And we must remember that if someone's in recovery, please be careful not to make it difficult for them. Those that are drinking, if that's the choices you're making, remember those that are in recovery. Make sure the alcohol is not flowing in front of them. Please, we are dealing with people that are struggling. Every day is a new day. So please watch out if you know someone's in recovery. I cannot say it enough times. Also, I want you to know that we started our 22nd year MASC, and now, Erev Purim, 2 weeks before Purim, and I want you to know that over 50,000 families that have come to our programs and reached out on MASC's helpline, case managed. When we speak to families that children are alcoholics and then they're in recovery, they themselves, the client, the recovering addict, has shared over and over and over with MASC, with LSA outpatient clinic, with SAFE, in groups, to their loved ones, that their first drink was on Purim. Purim, some Haftorah, and unattended wine in their shul and at weddings. So we're talking serious today with Abe Cherif from SAFE because this is a serious problem. We know that it says Purim, you should drink Ad Lo Yada, until you don't know. I am not your rabbi. I am not your Rebbetzin. I am not in charge of your families and your decisions. But on behalf of Abe Chera and myself and LSA, we are on the end of after they are already hooked and they're addicts and they're struggling. And therefore, we are coming today to you to remind all of you that are listening. We see it when they lose families, lose businesses, lose money, etc., and really end up hospitalized, poisoning. It's just a horrific situation. So this is a very serious talk, and if you could consider doing a alcohol-free Purim, if that's what your rabbi is suggesting, then kol hakavod to all of you. So, Abe, I'm going to read the 20 questions, and I'd like you to chime in, please. It says millions of people are affected by excessive drinking of someone close, and these questions are designed to help you decide whether you need help from a support group for families of alcoholics. Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking? Do you tell lies to cover up someone else's drinking? Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, he or she would stop drinking to please you? Do you think that his or her companions caught the drinker's behavior? Friends, do you make threats such as, if you don't stop drinking, I'll leave you? Are routines upset because of drinking? Are you afraid to upset the person for fear it will set off another bout of drinking? Have you ever been hurt or embarrassed by the individual's behavior? Does it seem as if every holiday or special event is spoiled because of drinking? Have you considered calling the police for help in fear of abuse? Do you find yourself searching for hidden liquor? Do you often ride in a car with a driver who's been drinking? Have you refused social invitations out of fear or anxiety? Do you feel like a failure when you think of the lengths you have gone to control the drinker? Do you think that if the drinking stopped, your other problems would be solved? Do you ever threaten to hurt yourself to scare the drinker? Do you feel angry, confused, or depressed most of the time as a result of living with someone that is a drinker? And do you feel there is no one who understands your problems? So, Abe, listening to all these questions, how can SAFE be helpful to those that feel that no one understands these issues?
So as professional substance abuse counselors, we understand all of those questions. If anyone answers one or two or three or more yes answers, there is help out there. There's many, many people who say yes to all of those questions, and there's help out there. It's a process. We at SAFE, we have a process, an assessment process. First they come in, they meet the intake coordinator, and we try to make the clients feel comfortable coming in, and we work treatment here, say, very slow, methodically. There's a process for getting help. The first step is for the client to make the call to a place like SAFE. After that, there's a little process. So we understand all those questions, and if anyone answers yes, again, one, two, or three of those questions or more, there is plenty of help and support for those people.
So, Abe, let's talk about the one about, you know, the family that's husband doesn't think he has a problem. He's drinking excessively. Shabbos, he goes from one kiddush to the next kiddush to the next kiddush club, comes home, family's waiting at home for hours. I mean, what can you offer to those spouses who they feel lost, they're in pain? Can they attend a group? Can they start without their husband? Yes. And Safe.
So that's, you know, how Safe was started. Of course, it, like we said before, it affects families so much. So we, that's just right in our wheelhouse. We'll bring in spouses and we'll help them, support them. We'll get to know them. We'll give them different skills. And it's not, and we'll, you know, it's hard enough to be a mother of children or a spouse. So we kind of work different types of vocabulary, clinical skills to help their loved one get into treatment. And we'll kind of, you know, meet them where they are, get to know them. And there's many different ways we want to help the family member develop and use healthy coping skills, decrease enabling, and just kind of support them and teach them really a new way to talk to their loved one, specifically on the subject, in this case, in this question, as drinking. And basically get the if it's their husband at this time that's drinking on those kid issues, to kind of get him when he's sober during the week and kind of talk to him in a loving way without judging and just kind of explain to him how this is affecting the children. And we start from there. We also try to reinforce the person's positive behaviors, the things that he's doing well, because it's not all about, you know, this person is bad and he's struggling. It's, you know, we want to outline the good behaviors and the things he's doing well. In this particular case, if it's just a weekend drinker, then, by the way, this is one of our most popular clients coming in from Borough Park and Williamsburg, guys just coming in and just drinking a lot on the weekends. And we kind of tell them when we meet them, if there's consequences to those actions, then it's a problem. And it's Safe. We started doing this more recently. We don't like to label people as alcoholics and addicts. It's unhealthy. So if you're drinking on the weekends is unhealthy to your children and your wife, then let's look at that. And then we start talking and try to help the person go from there.
So in reference to labeling, you mentioned Flatbush and Borough Park. I, on our end at MASC, must say this is not just about Flatbush and Borough Park.
Oh, yeah.
We have documented that it is every community,
yeah,
every community, whether it's out of town or in town, we have calls from all over the world, and it is everywhere. Drinking is an issue. In the religious community, we are, you know, we use it for good things at a wedding, on Shabbos. I mean, it's, you know, we make Kiddush Friday night. We make Kiddush on Shabbos day. There's Havdalah. There's at a wedding. I mean, we break the glass after. So, you know, wine is something that is part of the religious communities. Every, you know, weekend, this is something that we use it for all the time. But then there are those that may have a gene, and that gene, and on top of it, they may have a mental health issue or, you know, trauma, and they use it to self-medicate. And that's a big issue, self-medicating. That becomes a huge issue. There are those that are doing drugs. There are those that do alcohol. There are those that do both. There are those that mix it. Today we're talking about Purim. Purim is next week. Everyone is so excited. It's a wonderful, fun day. But remember that no home, none, no exception, is safe for underage drinking. No home. If you're going away and your kids are left home, I want you to talk, Abe, about all those parties where parents are getting arrested because of kids doing those parties. Do you want to talk about that a little, please?
Yeah, but just before you get to that, as far as the Purim, you know, with our clients, we start talking about Purim several weeks before the holiday. And we don't like, you know, we like the clients to plan out their Purim, not like the night before figuring it out with their wife or their parents where they're going. And there's many different skills and tools that the clients can use, as long as they're prepared, and we give them a toolbox of different skills to help out at these different Purim events.
So important.
There's many mitzvahs of the day. We can help them. You know, again, we're not rabbis, but there's a lot of many different ways to give charity, to send gifts, to hosting a festival without alcohol. And so there's many different ways, and we kind of teach them, you know, refusal skills. If they are going to go to a Purim party where there's a lot of alcohol, that's a very personal, you know, everyone has their personal way they like to do with it, and they like the way they like to say no. But there's, you know, once we get to know the client, there's many different ways to work that skill, because we want to keep them safe. And you said it in the beginning of this show, Purim is a start, and we used to have many people that would do well. They did not have a plan, like I'm saying, and they would have a horrible relapse and then come back again. And sometimes the devastation is unrepairable, unfortunately, and sometimes it is so.
And so it's so busy with taking people to a hospital on Purim. It's important that we acknowledge that it's a rough day for somebody that's trying to stay clean and sober. So like I said earlier, and I'll say it again and again, that we must watch the alcohol. We must respect those that if you're offering someone that comes to your home and your choice is to offer alcohol and someone says no, please don't push them. Don't ask them a second time, because no thanks should mean no thanks, because maybe they are struggling with an alcohol abuse issue. So don't push them. Somebody says no thank you, say, hey, let me give you a cup of seltzer, make a bracha, make a blessing in my home. Do not push alcohol on anyone, and no home is safe for underage drinking.
One of the skills, excuse me, is we like to tell people, if they're comfortable, to have a seltzer, to have a Diet Sprite, to have a Coke, something in front of them so they don't feel left out. Sometimes, you know, when someone sees a glass in front of them, they're fine. They don't push it as much when they see a glass in front of someone's hand at weddings, at kiddishes, and et cetera.
So
a lot of different ways. Very hard, but in treatment, in therapy, there's a lot of different skills that, you know, people are very successful doing this if they're committed to staying sober and living a healthy life.
Right. So now can we talk quickly about the parties that go on where parents actually are responsible and get arrested many a times because there's underage drinking going on in the home?
Yes, so, you know, as parents have to understand that, you know, it's illegal to serve underage people alcohol. So I just, real quick, safe, like we said, that mask is not rabbi safe. We don't police what people do outside. But when clients come in and family members come in, we talk to them how dangerous it is to serve underage drinking. Many people have gotten into a lot of trouble because of that.
Yes, we at Mass know many parents that got arrested by having underage drinking in their home.
And you're right, especially when parents are away. We've had many, many clients when we would meet these adolescents and do an assessment. The troubles would start when mom was away and dad was away together, and I had my friends, and like you said, Hatzalah, and some terrible things happen when adolescents start binge drinking when they're so young. We had two clients here yesterday, one last night, exactly like this. He was 15 years old. His parents went away. He started mixing. He's a very innocent, religious, beautiful family. This was last night. And he came in, and he ended up mixing. He had a few beers. One of his friends had a few shots. Someone else had tequila. He ended up, Hatzalah called. He was in Maimonides for 14 hours before finally they called his older brother, and then he came in. And this was someone that was just so young but just didn't have any experience. And again, we don't label him as an alcoholic, but he had some problems. So hopefully we're going to bring him in on this prevention track of treatment so young and hopefully give him some skills and education so this doesn't happen again and he can learn from this experience.
A lot of the young kids, it's peer pressure. You know, friends say, oh, your parents away, let's make a party. And some kids are so innocent, other kids come with alcohol. And before you know it, it's a rowdy party, underage drinking, and police are called, next-door neighbors call police. I mean, this goes on all the time. And we really we must, my message for Purim is that we must respect those that are struggling. We must make sure that the alcohol is watched. And if you have a neighbor, friend, relative, spouse, then make an alcohol-free Purim. Call your rabbi. Find out how to do that, what is allowed and isn't allowed for your particular family. And but let them know that that person is struggling. And how nice would it be to have friends and neighbors have an alcohol-free Purim Seuda just because of one person that may be struggling in your family. So, again, this is going on every day at SAFE, at LSA, at MASC, and all the other organizations that work for the Klal have been struggling with people before Purim, on Purim, after Purim, with alcohol abuse. So before we close out, what's your message that you would like to leave my listeners with, please, Abe?
So we like, so before Purim, and it could be, you know, like you said before, it's every Kiddush, it's every wedding. We just ask people to be safe, try to be responsible. You know, one thing quickly is you were talking about how, you know, it's not only the adolescents, but many people are on medications for various reasons, anxiety or many, many, many other reasons. And when they go to these Kiddushes and these Purim parties and they start mixing alcohol with the medications that they're on, that's when the real trouble comes. So we ask people to be very mindful. If they're on any medications, they should really beware of what the side effects of alcohol are. They should research it and Google it and call up their doctor and to really, because every medication has a different side effect.
Absolutely.
Every day.
I'm sorry. And I do want to mention before we go off the air, designated drivers, please, anyone drinking, make sure. We're not happy you're drinking, but if that's what you and your rabbi decided for your family, then make sure there's a designated driver. Tell your kids before they leave your home, your good kids even, say, guys, listen, it's Purim. We know we're partying and party joyously, but not every person parties the same way. And therefore,
right,
if somebody is drinking, please call us, even in the middle of the night. We'll come and pick you up. We'll
right,
make sure that there's a designated driver that is not drinking. We cannot say it enough. I want to say thank you to you and to all your staff for always being there for the MASC parents and everyone else that reaches out to you. Thank you, Abe. Thank you, Ike. Thank you, Lee. And I just want to wish everyone a very joyous Purim. And remember, MASC's number, we're here for you, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 718-758-0400. Anyone that wants to reach out SAFE, call MASC. We will connect you directly with Abe Scherer, who's always available. So please, jot down our number again, maybe for yourself, for your loved one, a child, your spouse, maybe it's for a neighbor or someone you sit next to in shul, 718-758-0400. And I want to wish you a very happy Purim. Everyone should stay safe and a very good evening. Thank you, Abe, and a very good evening, a good Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you,
thanks,
and have a good night.
Hey, this is Moshe Frank from the Levim Art Gallery in Crown Heights. We are happy clients of Zev for over a year now. We've been using his radio, social media platform, and email blast, and we definitely wouldn't have able to reach the people if not for using Zev's marketing platforms. I strongly encourage using it. Very effective, and we're very happy. Thank you, Zev.
For more information, contact the Talkline Broadcasting Corporation at 212-769-1925. Again, that number, 212-769-1925.